This programming is sponsored by Metro. World Cup planning includes transit improvements intended to serve Houston after the final match. Metro provides bus, rail, and paratransit service and continues mobility enhancements across the region. More at ridemetro.org/metro now.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The restaurant community is mourning the death of T. Mitchell, co-owner of Traveler's Table in Houston's Montrose neighborhood. News 88.7's Andrew Schneider says Mitchell, her husband Matthew Mitchell, and two children were found dead at a River Oaks home Monday. Police are calling it a murder-suicide.
Eric Sandler, city editor for Culture Map Houston, says T. Mitchell was extremely active in local philanthropy and served as a mentor to others in the community.
She was never happier than when she was helping other people celebrate. The Traveler's Table and Traveler's Cart had become a venue, particularly for birthday celebrations and big groups of friends. That really meant the world to her.
Mitchell appeared on Houston Matters in February talking about financial challenges to the restaurant industry.
We see our restaurants as an experience, and I think that's what sets us apart, and we're leaning more into that. We want someone to feel like they're getting away when they're leaving their home versus a utility meal.
The Texas Restaurant Association issued a statement praising Mitchell as a ray of light who inspired everyone around her. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
A new Harris County report shows most disaster relief flood bond projects likely won't meet next year's funding deadline. That'll jeopardize more than $245 million. The report comes weeks after County Judge Lena Hidalgo grilled the flood control director over the status of 28 flood mitigation projects.
People have been waiting for these projects. We get a report that the projects are behind. And you're not providing anything that provides any sort of assurance to the community, much less to me, that you're on track. What are we playing?
Harris County will have to complete 11 of those projects before February of next year, but six are behind schedule. The Astros are wrapping up their series against the Dodgers at Daikin Park. Top of the third, Dodgers lead 3-1.